Praise the Lord, good morning. Are you happy to be in the house of God? Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 61 before we start our prayer. Psalm 61. Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Amen. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise and to thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Let's pray. Let's remember today to come to God, cry out to him. He is the one who help us. He is the one who provide for us, shelter us. Let us remember to perform our vows unto him. Hear our cry. Hear our prayers. You help us, O God. You guide us. You strengthen us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You had placed us, Lord, in a place, O God. You had prepared good plans for us. Hear our prayers today. We cry out to you in the name of Jesus. We commit our lives and ways unto you, O God. Let's come to God and confess your sins and the things that you have done wrong. Come to God. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. As we confess our sin, Lord, cleanse us and forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness that's unpleasing unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Confess your sins to God and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hear our confession, O God. Have mercy on us. Lead us in the name of Jesus. Now come to God and give him thanks for all the good things that he give you. Our health, our breath, the sleep, the food, the healing, the answer of prayer, his word, the salvation of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the voice of God, his fellowship with us, our fellowship with him, his deliverance, his help, his support. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for answering all our prayers. Thank you for strengthening us and supporting us. In the name of Jesus, hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Yes, O God, we thank you. Thank you from the depth of our heart full of gratitude. You'll be with us. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer. We bless your holy name, O God. We give you thanks for all the answered prayers. We give you thanks even for the hardship trials. We give you thanks for deliverance. We give you thanks because you have subdued the enemies. We give you thanks because you stabilize us, O Lord. You had helped us, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your present love of your church and your people. Come now to God and ask him your needs. Small needs and big needs that belong to God. Whatever you are discomforted with, don't take it home. Don't take it with you, but give it to the Lord. The Lord is here. The Lord is near. The Lord is at your right side, beside you, helping you. Give him your burden and the problem that you are passing through. Everything can be handled by prayer to Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, O God, you are the God who say, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Lord, even this time we give you our burden, O God. But we are burdened, O God, the thing that we cannot manage, the thoughts that we cannot handle, the trials that we cannot manage, we give it to you, O Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lord, hear us and guide us. Don't be worried about anything, but don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, receive our requests, O God. We present them to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we present our request to you. Yes, O God, hear us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for everything. We bless your holy name. Answer our prayers, we call on you, Lord. We are calling on you. Hear our cry. Have mercy on us. Pray for healing. I pray for opening of opportunities of war. I pray for deliverance. I pray that you set people free. Hear our cry today. O Lord, do miracles in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone having a problem, this day, a brother and sister is in distress, present your request to God. Lord, we are praying. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Relief, heal, provide, deliver, support, O God. Lord, we are carrying each other's burden through prayers. Lead us, O Lord, to do the very thing that you want us to do for our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your family. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers, O God. We are praying, Lord, for the families. Lord, watch over the families. Bless each and every family in the name of Jesus. Salvation upon those who are unsaved among each and every family. O God, you make a way, Lord. Reveal your word, reveal yourself to them to be saved. I pray for each and every husband to be the head of the family, taking you in his mind and your word and leading the family with your will. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husband, O Lord, and to and work together so that your name will be glorified. I pray for the parents to be diligent in giving instruction to their children to be raised up in the fear of yours. I pray for the children to be submissive to the instruction they receive from your word from their parents. Blessing upon each and every family. Provide material needs, O God. I pray that you use each and every family to shine, to bring others, Lord, into your kingdom. And we pray for the protection of all of us from this COVID-19, this pandemic, all our members, workers, O God. I pray that spare us these troubles of the vaccines and side effects and whatever. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray that we will not be forced, O God, to do things against our, things that is not ordained by you in the name of Jesus. Lord, spare us the troubles, O God. Pray for your job now. Pray for your boss. Pray for the place that you are working. Lord, we pray for blessing upon all these places. I pray for favor that come from you. In the places that our brothers and sisters are working, I pray for continuous salary giving, O Lord, blessing upon all the companies, so they will give their salaries on time, O Lord. I pray for those who have pending salaries, touch their companies, provide for them income so they can Give what to do to their workers, O God. I pray that we will continue to preach your word in the places that you had put us, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God, we pray that we will shine. We'll bring, Lord, your word to them. We'll be good example. We will persevere in telling your word and in living a holy life. That will be a good example to them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray. Hear our prayers. Pray for the places that you came from. Lord, we pray for our neighbors, for our friends, for our relatives. Oh God, from the places that we came from, we pray for peace in these places, that you send your word. Use us, oh God, use us in the name of Jesus to preach your word, to send your word to them. I pray for salvations of souls. I pray for new areas to be opened with the gospel of yours. Oh God, use all our contacts to spread the message in the name of Jesus. Pray now for yourself to be used by the Lord. Fill me, O God, with the Holy Spirit and give me the spiritual gifts that I need to serve you. Lord, I pray for each and every member of the church, elders, leaders, pastors, parents, individuals. Lord, we pray for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon them, Lord, that they will see vision and dreams and they will go forward in serving you, reaching the lost souls, O God, when we pray. O Lord, we pray also your blessings upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God. Lord, we pray for favor that come from you in all the places, O God, that you had placed us in this country of UAE, Lord, in Oman, where the church is standing, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, in America, in Sierra Leone. Oh Lord, in also Malawi, in all these places that the church had expanded, we pray for favor from the government, favor from the rulers, favor from the authorities, that we will proclaim your word, O God. You will tell about you, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. We pray for all our logistic needs to be met by you, O God. We pray for protection. Protect us from persecution. Protect us, O God, from the places, the evildoers, from the work of Satan, from those who are against you in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for dream and vision to reveal to those who are in authority. Save them and bring them to you, O God. Lord, we magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. We pray for this worship. Anoint this worship. Anoint this recording, O God. Anoint all the items of our worship, our songs, our giving, O Lord. Anoint our prayers, the message, anoint your word, O God. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. You help us and you guide us to continue to serve you. Speak to us today. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Oh.
Life, persevering and serving you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you because you are the one who say in your word, fear not, for I am with you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the privilege, oh God, being with you, oh God. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you, oh God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear not, say the Lord. Church, oh God. Belong to you, O God. We trust you, O God, that you will care for us. You will take us out. You will valiantly, Lord, go before us and do the needful for your church and your people. Lord, I pray to raise up more faith in the life of your church and your people, more obedient. O God, let people, O Lord, turn to your repentance, trusting you, Lord, their lives, that you will do great things for them. We thank you, Lord. Bring us deep into the most holy place, O God, and speak to us even today, direct us with your word and your command. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
continue to worship you, Lord. We continue to trust you in our life, Lord, that you are with us, that you will lead us, and you will guide us victoriously, O Lord. Continue to minister to us, O God. Bring us to the most holy place. Teach us more of your ways. Lord, let the power of your love change our lives. I pray for those having hardship in their life, trials, Lord. Assure them today that you are with them, that you will neither leave them nor forsake them, but you will do your best to them. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen.
My heart.
Almighty Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us. Continue, Lord, to lead us. Touch us, O God, and perfect us in our life. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your work on the cross that gave us hope and eternal life. You took away our sins, O God. You opened the way for us to reach heaven, to reach God the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your help along the journey. Thank you, God. And even today, Lord, we are coming to hear you, Lord. Hear your word. Lord, help us. We need your help, even your word to perfect us, to change us, to transform us into your likeness in the way that you want us to be, O God. Help us to understand things in the way that you want us to understand it, so that we can live our life, a victorious life, life to the full that you give us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's now give to the Lord what belongs to him, from tithes, offering, and first fruit, and vows. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your goodness, O Lord. Thank you for your support in our lives. Thank you for the jobs and the incomes that you give to each and every one of us. Thank you for the provision in our lives, O God. Thank you for your help and your support. Here we are, Lord. We bring to you what belongs to you, tithes and offering and first fruit. Lord, look up from heaven and accept them and pour out your blessing upon them and use them. And I pray you open the windows of heaven and bless your people who are obedient to you, O God. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O Lord. And I pray that all nations will know they are blessed by you. God, we trust you. All our needs, the need of the church, O Lord, will be met by you. We thank you, Master. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today meditate on the word of Jesus in the book of Matthew. In his Sermon on the Mount, he spoke words. And you read verse 25 and 26. And he say, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Here the Lord Jesus, he spoke clearly that when we don't pay or don't give what's due for us, whether to God, to man, to the government, to the church, we'll be directed to the higher authority. And finally, the highest authority is God, who will deal with us. And he is the God of justice. And the thing that we did, the thing that we did not do good, he will, whether we like it or no, when we don't do right, he will force us to do what is right. We will continue to speak about the application of that. You need to understand this so that you can understand what is going on in the world. We spoke about giving to God last week, about tithing and persecute. Today we will continue about that. And we will speak more things when we don't pay attention to the law of God, how God will deal with our sin. Before we continue, let's pray. Lord, thank you. Tell God, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me from your word. Speak to me, Lord. Because I want to live a good life, O Lord. Make me understand, Lord, your word, so I can apply them in our lives, in my life, life of my family, that I can manage well with you. I pray for my brothers and sisters, O God, who are here, and our brethren in other places. Let your word bring revival, understanding, and wisdom, and obedient heart. Prepare their hearts to receive your word and take it and persevere in doing your will and bear the fruit that you desire. Take your word and spread it. We thank you and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We will read now Book of Leviticus chapter 27. And verse 31. Leviticus 27, verse 31. He say, and if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. We spoke about giving the tenth to God of our income. What he see here, that if you want to redeem it, you know, sometimes, like, they need to give the tithe of sheep, like they need to give five sheep. Or example, that you have 100 banana and you need to give tenth of it to the Lord. You have to give tenth banana. You want to redeem it. The meaning of redeeming is that instead of giving the 10 pieces of banana, you give money instead of it. You change it to money. He said, when you change it, when you redeem it, you add the fifth. Like it is, if it is 10 banana, the tenth of it is 2. 10 plus 2 equal 12. So you give the value of money of 12, not 10. That's the law of God. And to redeem it means also when you delay to give. When you delay what you need to give to God, when you make it right with God, you add one-fifth. That's why, you know, when there's a delay payment, there are now penalties, right? These are the rules of God. It came finally from the Lord. We need to understand there's everything we need to give on time, so that we will free ourselves from the judgment of God. In verse 32 and 33, we spoke before about payment to the government also be on time to avoid penalties. In verse 32 and 33, and concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all time, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. He say, if you want to give, like this one, you need to give. Sometimes, you know, we take the bad things, we give it to the Lord. The thing that we want to throw, we give it to God. But the good things we keep for us. He said, don't do this. Amen? Are we doing that? Let's see the problem. Why we lack blessings? Because this is the good things This is they want to throw. God knows or no? He knows or no? He will pay us for this or no? Right? They say, don't do these things. But this is allocated to God, you take it and give it. Don't change it. Don't change it. Are we learning new things? This is matter. I speak this, this is the truth of God, the law of God, so that I'm not accountable on your blood. When He will discipline, when He will spank, when He will deal with the sin, I am free. I say it, Lord. Amen? But I am an experienced man in life. I know what I am speaking. When you honor God, He will honor you. He bless you more. He will give you more. That's why fear the Lord and do what is the best for. Give Him the best of all what you have, of all what He had given to you. We'll go to the book of Malachi. Book of Malachi, chapter 1. Book of Malachi is just before the book of Matthew. Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6. And I'm going to speak about something to honor God. He say, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Say the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherewith have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, it is not evil. And if ye offer the lame and sick, it is not evil. Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, say the Lord of hosts? Verse 4 and verse 8. And ye offer the blind for sacrifice, it is not evil. And ye offer the lame and the sick, it is not evil. Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, say the Lord of hosts? Verse 9. And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your persons, say the Lord of hosts? He's telling them, you make my table contemptible. At that time, in the temple, they brought sacrifice. The sheep, oxen, goats. The responsibility of the priest is to examine the animal. If the animal defected, blind, lame, sick, he said, no, that's not acceptable. You bring good things to God. The priest kept quiet, because they don't want to rebuke the people. They don't want the people to be angry with them. God say, if these animals, you give it to your governors, will they accept it from you? He say, you call me Father, God the Father. You call me Master. Are you honoring me? And the priests make the things that is belong to God. The word contemptible is they show disrespect to God by not teaching the people the right way, what they need to do and offer to God. You know, when we don't honor God, when we don't teach the people to honor God, you know what God will do? God will use the government. And God will use the government to force the people to pay big amount of fees and charges. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. The thing that we withhold from God, God will force us to pay it in other way, but in a painful way. Let's continue read verse 10. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, say the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. He said, I will not accept such things from your hand. Don't do defective things and you want me to bless you. He said, no. Amen? That is how to avoid dishonoring God. Verse 11. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the giving, the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, say the Lord of hosts. Now here, what he is telling them, because they are the people of God, and they are not doing right, he say, don't think that if you will not honor me, I will not be honored. I will go to other people. And he mentioned here the heathen, the Gentiles, other nation, I will change their lives, and they will be the one to honor me. If you will not do it, I will use other people to do it. And my name will be honor in other places. Have you get the point? Sometimes you say, you know, if I will not, who's else? Say, no, I will bring other people to do it. If you will not obey me, if you will not honor me. Verse 12. But ye have profaned in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You said also, behold, what is weariness in it? And ye have snuffed at it, say the Lord of hosts. And you brought that which was stone, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, say the Lord? You know, he said, you make it contemptible. You make me very cheap. That's what God say. You make me very cheap in front of the people. Torn, contemptible, they want to throw, they want to give to God. I tell you, in my country, and you have also stories in your country. In my country, you know the nuns of the Catholic? In my country, the nuns of the Catholic Church, most of them coming from families in the villages. Why? I'll explain to you. In the villages, Catholic faith, they have no birth control. So they give children. The poor families, they have large number of children. They give them to the Lord. Why? So they will be fed. You understand? It's not about giving to God. It's about you take care. God knows these things or no? Are we honoring God? You must understand. God knows what we are doing. In my country, you go to the cities, there's less none. Why? Because they have money. They will not give to God. In my country, When there's a family, the boy is not intelligent, not good. We'll make him a priest. But if he is having mind and intelligence, no. He have school and finish college and he has good job. So what we are offering to God? The worst of what we have. There's a blessing after. You judge now about your life. Am I speaking incorrect things? These are truth. And you say, what is weariness? You know, God's too much demanding. You see, it's a burden. I need to do this and this and this and this. All what you have from where? All what they have from where? Verse 14. Read this. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. He told them, when you have the good things, but you, what do you bring? One that is, when you have in his flock a male, and he should give it and sacrifice unto the Lord corrupt thing. You don't give the good things, you give the corrupt things. What will happen? The curse will come. That's here we need to understand. Why the material blessing of the Lord certain time is not endured. It not continue because of such sins. We withhold giving what's due to God. Amen? Now we will go to the another important story from the Bible. These all things apply for all nations, believers and non-believers. When we don't honor God, this is what will happen. But we are the people of God, we are more accountable. Because we have the law, we have the word of God. And you know why I am teaching you? So I want God to bless you. And also I want to free myself. And I also want to testify, God has blessed me much. I tell you, the more you honor, the more He will bless. The more you give, He will give you more. You cannot outrun God by giving. I tell you. We will speak now about another story. You know, the people of God, when they were in the promised land, God gave them a law. He gives them land to farm. He gives them law. He told them, you farm the land 6 years. On the seventh year, give it rest. Don't farm it. Whatever you grow, you eat for you, for yourself, you eat, but don't harvest. 6 year you farm it. 7th year, don't farm. Don't make a harvest or business out of it. Did they listen? Let's read. Let's learn. So we will understand things. Finally, I will bring you to the picture. You see, oh, that is because of that. Yes, because of this. In book of Leviticus chapter 25, Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 1 to 6. Are you learning new things? You know, they go colleges, business and marketing. This is the best book here in the Bible. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow the field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land. In the seventh year give the land rest, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of the heart of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine and rest, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servants, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy strangers that sojourneth with thee. He said, don't sow and reap, but what is grown by itself, you can eat. I mean, what is coming up that year, that's only for your food. Don't make harvest. That's the law. Now, the question here, if I will not plant in the seventh year, how I will live, right? That's the question, yeah? Because it's reality, you know, every year we are planting and we are harvesting. Now the seventh year you don't want us to plant and harvest. How we will live, right? At least for ourselves, no? Read verse 20. He say, and if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. But they are asking how we will live in 7 years. We will not sow, we will not reap. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for three years. And ye shall sow the 8th year and eat yet of the odd fruit until the 9th year, until the her fruits come in, he shall eat of the odd there. He say, don't worry, on the 6th year, I will command the blessing that the land will give fruit for 3 years. For the 6 years, for the 7th year, and for the 8th year, and the 9th year, when the harvest will come of the 8th year, still you are using of the 6th year. Have you get the point here? He say, you obey me, I will be the one to bless you. More than this, he give them land, they did not, he give them everything free. Did they obey? They did not obey. And continue like that. And they did other sin, idol worship, because the law of God, you should obey this. They did not obey that, and they do other things wrong. Finally, God calculated to them what they did wrong. And what he did, he sent the Babylonian, the army of Babylonian, to go to his people, and they took them captive, prisoners, and they brought them to the Babylon. He led the lands without people. You understand? He told them, give rest to the land. Every 6 years, the seventh, give rest. They did not. God do it by force. And in the Bible say that he let them stay in Babylon 70 years. This is the balance. How many years they did not give rest to the land? He said to them, this is your balance. Stay there in Babylon and let the land get rest. Okay? Now you are traveling, you are going and coming, right? Sometimes you are seeing good lands, but not planted. green, but there's no plantation. Are you seeing like that? Now you understand why? The curse of God had fallen. The years that they did not give rest to the land, God is punishing those and take the people and lead the land like that. When the dew finish, he will again bring them back. 70 years. Okay, let's calculate it. And we read it now. 70 years. How many years they did not obey God? 70 by 6, right? How many? 420 years. They are in the promised land. They did not obey God. And listen to this. And when God brought them to Babylon, they have prophets. They told them, God will bring you back quickly. You will go back soon. Because they don't like, they want to go back to their land. And God sent his message to them through the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 29. You know, have you heard that when the Lord said, I have good plan for you? For I know the plans for you. Let's read the plans. God has his word. He needs us to go through it. He will discipline us. He's a God of justice. He's the maker of the law and he's the judge. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah was in Jerusalem. God tell him, send letter to the exile in Babylon and write to them. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem and to the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Verse 2. After that, Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. He sent them a letter by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Elikiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. He say, I am the one who brings you from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is my letter to you. What he told them? Build the houses. Build the houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. They are in Babylon, they want to go back. He said, you there, you build houses, you settle there, stay there. Make garden there, live there. Verse 5, take your wives, marriage. Think to marry, take ye wives, and begot sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may have sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. He says, stay there, marry, let your children also get married, get have children, increase, don't decrease. When God judges, still he has good plan for us, but we need to comply. In verse 7, and seek ye the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. He say, pray for the peace of that city that I brought you. Because when they prosper, you will also prosper. Because in their mind, they want to go back. He said, God, stay there. Receive the discipline, because the land should rest 70 years without you. For thus says the Lord God of hosts, verse 8, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you caused to be a dream. He said, don't listen to the false prophets and those with you and the diviners, those who go along with you, your neighbor, your friends. Yeah? You have certain plan, they will say, it's okay, okay, nice, nice. Yeah? They agree with you. But it's against God. It will not work. It will not work. He says, stay there, where you are. I have put in you. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, say the Lord. What they were telling them? They were telling them, you will go quickly now, 1 or 2 years, you will go back. Why you want to settle here? Why you want to plant? Why you want to have family? Why? No, you will go back to your country, to your family. That's what they are telling them. In verse 9, For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, say the Lord. Verse 10, for thus say the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. Amen. And perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. He is telling them, God, after 70 years, when you finish, now we understand why 70 years. 420 years the land did not get rest. He says, stay there in Babylon. Live there, have family, build houses, have gardens, marry, let your children marry, settle there after 70 years. The time for restoration, he said, I will visit, I'll be the one to bring you back. You understand here? Whether you like it or not, if you don't obey God, he will bring you justice. But God, even in the judgment and bringing justice on us, there's mercy. You understand? There's good things. You see, good thoughts. Think positively. Have you get the point? He's telling them, don't think to go back. Stay where you are. I have a good plan for you. Verse 11. But he said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace. You say, I know what I'm doing to you. I have good thoughts, thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has a good plan for you. Have good thought. There's a good end. Your old ways and all the plans, put it aside. It will not work. Don't listen to your friends or your neighbors. These are false prophets. They are misleading you. The law of God, He will fulfill it. We need to be disciplined. We need to have the lesson, right? We need to have our lesson. Repentance, God, is needed. God wants us to return to Him. And bearing what we have done wrong, but receiving the good things also from Him. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Verse 12, then shall ye call upon me. God wants us to call upon Him, to pray to Him. And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me. God wants us to seek Him. And when we seek God, we will find Him. And we will find His will. And we will find the good thought and the good plan that He has for us. When you shall search for me with all your heart. Do you want to come back to God? And you shall seek me, and you will find me, seek me with all your heart. And I will be fond of you, say the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. I'll be the one to set you free from the bondages. But God today is after you to give him your heart and your life, to follow his will, to live away from sin, bondages. Your old plan, your old mind cannot work with God. God has another thought, better for you, another plan. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, say the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. There's a restoration. There's a timetable. God is following and he wants us to abide. Let's all stand. God wants you to give your heart to him, your plans and your way. He's a God of justice, but he's a God also of good plans and good thoughts. Come to God. Don't listen to the false prophets. Who are the false prophets around you? Your friends, your acquaintance, your neighbors, who go along with you. But what you are asking is against God. Come to God. Give him your life and your heart. Don't fight with God. Surrender your will to him. Yes, oh God. I am coming to you, Lord. I am seeking your face. I am searching for you, O Lord. Lord, I cannot live without you. I cannot live without the thoughts, your good thoughts that you have for me. Come to God. Give him your life. How could I live without you, O God?
Your touch, you're the one that
Oh God, thank you, Lord, for your good plan that you have for me. Thank you, Lord, for the good plan that you have for our brothers and sisters, for your church and your people. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we'll not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.